Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Hud, verse 15, whoever desires the life of this world and its adornment, we shall give them the full reward for their deeds in it and not make any reduction in it. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he has stated that the show-offs, the people who love to show off, the ostentatious people, are given their rewards of their good deeds in this world, and they are not inflicted with any bit of cruelty. This idea of riya, of showing off, is such that a person strives to do good deeds, but because internally the intention is to please society, not to actually please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these spiritual investments for the hereafter become spoiled. They become void and destroyed because of us showing off. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the fragrance of Jannah can be smelt from the distance of 500 years. But the one who desires the world with the deeds of the hereafter will be denied this blessing. Another hadith mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs deeds for obtaining fame, Allah Azza wa Jal will humiliate him. Whoever performs deeds for showing off, Allah Azza wa Jal will punish him. For whom am I performing my good deeds? Is it to please my Allah Azza wa Jal, or to please some person, to please society so that I get some recognition, I get some fame, some wealth, I get a name in society? Am I doing my deeds? Am I giving my sadaqat, my charity? Am I performing my salah? Am I doing whatever good I'm able to do to make my Allah Azza wa Jal happy, or for people to show appreciation and to sing my praises? Let us protect our good deeds so that we can enjoy them in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.